Welcome to BSP Believer Skeptic Podcast,
the podcast where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
I'm Chris. I'm the believer.
Did you forget your name? I'm Cody. I'm the skeptic.
I forgot what I was. And if this is your first time listening to us, we are an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast and proud members of the Podmoth Network.
And this is a mini-sode.
Yes, that it is.
Yay. And I'm happy we're back to normal now.
Ish. Yeah.
Ish. Yeah. So that's good. We're back in the same room recording. It's going to be great. We have a fun mini-sode and topic for you to kind of counteract
our first one of the year. Yeah.
Our 100th. So in case you're new, this is how our mini-sodes work. Every other week, we bring you a full topic. But in the interim week, we bring you a mini-sode where we each share one story only that will tease our upcoming topic. So it's kind of a game you can play to see if you can guess what it is. Okay, this one's gonna be so easy.
You think so?
I do. I really do.
I don't know. Mine could go a bunch of ways.
And mine can't.
No,
but I feel like we've had so many times where people are wrong.
Yeah.
That we'll see. Mine could go several ways, but I think it's easy.
Well, then you go first.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. So
I can confuse them with my story.
Yeah. And mine could go a few different ways. But, okay. So, with our mini-sodes, you know, we can pretty much do whatever the hell we want. So, my story isn't actually paranormal. It's a clue, and it just cracked me up, some of this. So, what I'm going to be talking about are the silliest real courses that you can take at a university. These are offered around the country, and you can actually enroll and do these. Oh my God.
Well, just like me, I still haven't finished it, but I'm still working on my cryptozoology certificate.
And that is on the list.
I have like two more classes, I think.
Yay. And there's one for the podcast, which is that, and then there's one for you specifically.
Okay.
Yeah, but first we have tree climbing.
What?
Yeah.
I hope this isn't an online course.
To like film yourself. I'm doing it. So I'm going to have little descriptions. And it says, your favorite pastime as a child can now earn you college credit and at an Ivy League school.
What?
At Cornell, students can take a one credit class in tree climbing, which will teach you how to go up into the canopy of any tree, to move around, even to climb from one tree to another without touching the ground.
And Cornell's not cheap, so like...
No!
Like, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
You actually kind of fed into my next one about that, because it's also at an Ivy League school. Getting dressed.
What?
Y'all, this is at an Ivy League school. Students can explore the art of getting ready in the morning. Courtesy of a course called Getting Dressed.
So do you show up like unbathed and unkempt and get dressed in class?
You have to bring like your toiletry bag.
Yeah.
And it's like a $5,000 class. Now, once you hear this, it's actually not quite as dumb as it sounds. Because at first, you show up and you have to like, this is how you wash your balls.
Yeah.
But this freshman seminar at Princeton, taught by scholar and author Jenna Weissman Joselit, examines how what we wear and why we wear it shapes who we are, and so vice versa.
So it's more about identity.
Yeah. And so even though
especially
it sounds
as a freshman,
silly,
that makes sense because you're still trying to find yourself in at your freshman, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really, it's kind of like an extension of orientation, but it's talking about how what you wear. So actually it wasn't quite so stupid.
Yeah.
But those first few sentences, I was like,
especially if you're going to freaking Princeton.
Yeah. Like, how did you get dressed? Maybe because they're so socially awkward because they're so smart. Yeah, that they forget how
to
get dressed.
That's exactly what I was thinking at first, too.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So the next one is how to watch television.
Is there like different ways?
Yeah, you probably think you know how to watch TV pretty well by this point. Put on comfy pants, plant yourself on the couch, and zone out. However, undergrads at Montclair State University can fine-tune this with the school's How to Watch Television class. It's actually to critically evaluate the role of television in their lives.
That's what I was going to say. It's probably about like critiquing shows and stuff like that.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool. You know, a lot of these, once you get into it, it's like, okay, maybe it's not as dumb. But the next one is How to Take Poops That Matter.
What?
Okay, I made that one up.
Oh.
Because I thought it would be fun. And honestly, given this list,
it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. And so it's How to Examine Your Feces. The next one is for the podcast, and it's cryptozoology.
Yep.
And it says, do you believe the truth is out there? Mm-hmm. Are you certain you spotted a Bigfoot print? It sounds like you might just love this cryptozoology class at Oberlin Experimental College in Ohio.
That's not, I'm taking it through like some online, like kind of like one of those Coursera courses almost, like where it's self-paced, whatever, you know.
Well, that's cool. So, and you know, and I think you could, that's, a lot of people probably offer something like that. Is it interesting?
I'm almost done with that. I'll post my certificate once I have it on Instagram.
We'll have to do a topic on it or something.
I mean, it's basic knowledge of stuff that you would know if you're into it, you know, so.
But worth taking? You're like, bleh.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't super expensive, but it's not like gonna, it's not like new, like undiscovered knowledge, you know.
It's okay. What it is. So it's for people who are just new to it and want to learn the basics of.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
That's why it's taking me so long
now,
to do it.
For that one, I have questions. Because you're like.
Yeah, because I'm like, I already know all this stuff.
So it's just all one of those.
Yeah.
Waste of times.
Yeah,
pretty much. But it's not knocking the class. It's knocking your knowledge.
I know the class.
How dare you be smart? Does it tell you just different cryptids, or does it actually say this is how you go about tracking Bigfoot?
Oh no, it's like sea serpents is one topic, and it'll tell you the different ones, or like where they were seen, or Bigfoot's another topic, so it'll give you a little bit of history and where they've been seen, things like that. You know.
Cool. Okay, that's fun. Yeah. Well, the next one is. To me sounds awful, but it's just elvish. While it's since been taken out of the course catalog, students at the University of Wisconsin, the actual main university,
the language.
Yeah, they had the privilege of taking a course in Elvish, the fictional language spoken by the elves in J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, I don't know.
Well,
I mean, a made up language.
On Klingon too.
That's true.
So I don't see why not.
I guess if you're like a
nerdy enough.
Yeah, nerdy enough, and it's gonna get you laid. Speaking of laid, the next one is
if you're learning Elvish, that you are not gonna get laid. I'm sorry.
You might as well just learn to say I repel people in Elvish. The next one though about getting laid is called Get More Out of Masturbation.
Okay.
Oh really? Oh, I made that one up too.
Oh.
But the next one I didn't, and this is the one for you. And it's called Demystifying the Hipster.
Whatever.
It's a real course. And listen
are you
to the description.
Me a hipster?
Totally. Is it the cold brew coursing through their veins, the circulation stifling effects of a pair of skinny jeans, or just an overinflated sense of self-worth that makes your average hipster tick? That one's not you.
I do not have
you
an
do not.
Overinflated.
That one is not you. But
there's the cold brew.
Yeah, nor the cold brew. Yours is like other stuff. But at Tufts Experimental College, students can take a deep dive into the mind of Chris Chavez. I mean, these modern day bohemians by signing up for the aptly titled Demystifying the Hipster. And finally, the worst one of them all. Were you going to say anything about the hipster?
I was like, I guess I would call myself a modern day boho. Yeah.
I've heard you, the hipster thing that I apply to you most is you sometimes shy away from things that are popular just because they're popular.
I go against the grain.
Yeah.
Or the other thing is like, I have the words have come out of my name. Oh, out of my mouth. Oh, I knew that band before they were popular.
Yes.
That phrase has come out of my mouth. And that is such a hipster phrase.
Such. And there have been times whenever, because I admit I'm the opposite, where if something's really popular,
I'm
like,
pop
it must be good if everyone likes it. But you're like, oh, everyone likes that.
And then 2 years later, I'll be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yeah, we've already seen that or whatever. You know?
And you're like, well, I was too good for it at the time, but I'm ready. Now, this last one is real and yay. It's called maple syrup, the real thing. And listen, have you been suffering the indignity of being offered fake maple syrup time and time again? Well, no longer, thanks to this unique course offered at Alfred University. They just teach you how to discern real maple syrup from knockoffs.
I thought they were going to teach you how to like take it out of the tree and all that.
That's what it said.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Maybe there is an element of that. I hope,
like, they tell show them how to retrieve
the tree. Yeah. And like some of the science behind that would make more sense than just
discerning
real from fake.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, and that is my list of dumbass college courses, but some of them actually I kind of want to take now.
Well, mine is so weird. We do not talk about what our stories are, but it is so closely related to yours.
Shut up. Is it really? Sense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But before I get into all my information for my story, came from Wikipedia, GoNomad.com, as well as the official website of the institution I will talk about.
Okay.
So I don't think I have ever mentioned this on the podcast, but you know this, Cody. One of my dreams, or at the top of my bucket list, if you will,
is go to Iceland.
What I think is one day seeing the Northern Lights via Reykjavik.
Oh, in Iceland. I knew it.
Yeah. When that happens, not if, I have discovered yet another destination that I must stop at while I'm there.
Oh.
It is called Alfaskolin, or the Elf School, also located in Reykjavik.
Okay.
So what is the Elf School, you wonder?
Well, I do wonder. Do they teach Elvish?
Let me provide you some information from their website.
Okay.
According to them, the Elf School is open year round and is 33 years old this year.
Oh, okay. It's been around a while.
So if you decide to attend the Elf School, you'll gain and learn everything that is known about elves and hidden people, as well as gnomes, dwarves, fairies, trolls, mountain spirits, as well as other nature spirits and mythical beings in Iceland and other countries that, according to this website, quote, seem to live around us here in other dimensions as the elves themselves claim that they live in, unquote.
Mm.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, God.
You'll also learn where all the creatures live, what they look like, and their thoughts on humans.
What? Yeah. So you get their perspective. Yeah. Okay, that's actually kind of cool.
In addition to that, students will learn about the hundreds of Icelanders who have had personal contact with the elves themselves. These stories come from people, many who have been invited into the homes of the elves and the hidden people, and have eaten food, and in some cases, slept at the homes of these creatures.
That got me picturing Matt having sex. We know who the parent of your telenovela is you were telling me about earlier.
There are many stories that claim that the elves and hidden people of Iceland have saved hundreds of lives over the centuries, which is also discussed with students in the Elf School.
Wow.
For those of you who didn't know, such as myself, hidden people, or huldufolk in Icelandic, happen to be a type of elf that lives in nature and looks and behaves similarly to humans, but live in a parallel universe.
Wait. So does that mean we can't see or interact with them? But do they know we're here?
I don't know. You'd have to go to Elf School to find out.
Okay. We may need to do an episode on
hidden people
on Iceland.
Yeah. Anyhow, students at the...
That's so cool! Okay, sorry, I'm fascinated by that.
Students at the Elf School will also learn about the friendship between many elves and humans. After lessons at the Elf School, students can get a private 25 to 30 minute walking tour that is just about half a mile away from the school to one of the main places for elves in Reykjavik. To attend class, it costs 53 krona, or about $64. For special sessions, it costs 190 krona, which is more... private of a lesson.
Cool.
The private walking tour will cost you 19 krona. Included in this fee is first the sessions, which can last 3 to 4 hours. Also included is a 70-page study guide, coffee or tea, and according to them, quote, the best bread in the country and pancakes with jam and whipped cream for those that like that.
But real or fake maple syrup on those pancakes? Oh, wait. Okay. Is it taught in English?
Yes.
Oh, did you say that?
No, I didn't, but it is taught in English.
Okay.
And as well as that, they get a chocolate biscuit for dessert with orange juice, apple juice, or Coke.
That's such a selling point.
Yeah. Upon completion of the school, you will also receive a certificate. It is said that the school is based on two major lectures by headmaster Mr. Magnus Skarfendinsen, who studied history at the Icelandic University, as well as folklore and anthropology some years after that.
Awesome.
The headmaster is said to have completed over 40 years of research from across the world about elves, hidden people, and other nature spirits. He is said to have personally met over 900 Icelanders that have seen, met, and talked with, or have a friendship with elves or hidden people in Iceland. Additionally, he has met over 500 people in 40 countries with claims of similar stories.
Were they all under 10?
Right. The headmaster is also the lead of the Paranormal Foundation of Iceland.
Cool.
And it is said that Mr. Skarfendinsen is also quite a controversial figure in Iceland as he is brother to the leader of one of Iceland's most influential political parties.
Wow.
So why the need for elf school? According to the school, about 54% of Icelanders believe in elves and hidden people, with 90% of the population taking notice, that's in quotes, of this shadow community.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is such a high percentage.
Yeah. Well, Iceland is pretty small too. Think about that.
That's so true, but wow.
Yeah. The headmaster himself says he has never had a personal encounter with any of the creatures that he speaks of.
Interesting.
But has spoken with plenty of people who have.
Now, does the headmaster believe in them then?
Oh, that I didn't see that in any other thing that I researched.
Interesting, because in my brain, I'm like, if I met him, he's either going to be so woo, yeah, or actually really smart and down to earth and really interesting.
Yeah. And according to him, hidden people have actually intermarried with humans. And although they have a lifespan that is roughly double that of humans, their population is dwindling to, quote, some biological problems that is causing a declining birth rate.
Wow. Well, how do you have sex with someone in a different dimension?
I have no idea.
Like a magic glory hole, yeah, like a wormhole.
Oh, God. So if you happen to be in Reykjavik in the near future, you too can attend the Elf School for a mere $64. Sessions start every Friday at 3 p.m., and there you have it, Elfaskolan, or the Elf School of Reykjavik, Iceland.
Okay, that's super cool.
That would be fun.
That would be so fun. And it's just like one afternoon, right?
Yeah, 3 or 4 hours on a Friday afternoon.
Yep, so you go there and you still get to do all the other stuff and just go there for the afternoon.
I would love that.
Now, the one thing that I'm kind of about is the tour is 25 to 30 minutes.
That's the after you've done the sessions, they give you, they go to like a section that's like half a mile away of the forest or the land that supposedly elves show up at.
Okay, I thought you were saying the entire tour there and back. Oh, no, 25 minutes. No. And I'm like, you just run and they're like, here's a tree, and then you just run back.
No, yeah, so
cool.
Yeah. So that is that. I think
that's awesome.
I don't know if you'll make the connection, but it's there.
It's definitely there. It's, oh my God, it's so there.
Yeah.
Send us your guess. Yeah. Says your guess.
Yeah.
Singular. Now tell us what you think. That was actually super fun
and very educational.
It really was.
Hey. Anyhow.
Anyhow. Shut up there. We're just give everything away. So next week, tune in, see if you're right. And with that,
bye.